This is the Financial Sense News Hour. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and John Loeffler.
And welcome back to the Financial Sense News Hour, our summer recess version of the program. Next week, we'll be resuming our normal Financial Sense News Hour programs. This hour, Jim Poplava interviews Kip Anderson, What the Health, one of the more controversial documentaries released this year. Here's Jim Poplava.
Well, it's no secret. We read about it and hear about it. The Western diet produces diseases. Major killers of most Americans have been heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. But what is behind it? Is it genetic? Or is it the foods we eat? Joining me on the program is the producer of a new documentary film called What the Health, Kip Anderson. Kip, I want to begin this story with your own family. In the movie, you talk about your parents and relatives who had died rather early from things like heart disease. What led you to this journey to talk about and investigate health and food the way that you did? Was it basically looking at your family? You said you're a recovering hypochondriac.
I definitely was. I mean, it was almost kind of an OCD thing, or the ridiculous things I did looking back. My dad had essentially two heart blocks, just kind of like a heart attack, but before he was 50. And I had grandparents. My grandfather died of diabetes, complicated diseases from diabetes, and on and on and on. And I was just really paranoid because my parents told me, you have to watch out. Everything's genetics. So when I was 17 years old, I used to take Metamucil every single day. I used to do all these funny things that most people, when they're, you know, in later parts of their life do. And so I just really got into nutrition, of like how to live healthy and just wanting to live a nice, healthy life. So that's kind of what started me on the journey. But honestly, it took me a long time to figure out what you see in the film. Because a lot of the stuff that I was learning at that time, you know, it was 20 years ago, the things that I was learning was just simply not true. You know, you're trying to follow these recommendations by the Cancer Society and the Diabetes Association, all these things, and they just aren't necessarily telling you the entire truth. If anything, they're telling you the wrong information. So that's what led to this film.
You know, it's surprising because I've read studies, everything from the China study, and it seems to be the Western disease. I mean, you go to places like in the villages of Okinawa, where they have the blue zones, or Loma Linda, which is another blue zone, or you go to, let's say, China or some of the Asian countries where they don't have a animal-based diet. It's more of a plant-based diet. You don't see the kind of diseases that are prevalent in Western society, like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. I'm struck that the medical profession has not looked closer at diet. I have a lot of doctors as clients. In med school, they're lucky if they get, what, one or two courses in nutrition, and that's it. And the nutrition courses cover all the things that give us the same diseases.
Yeah, that's the thing, is not only do they not have any, hardly, if anything, you know, 4 or 8 hours nutrition their entire, what's hundreds to thousand years of schooling, when you include, you know, when they actually do the work within the classes they have to take. The ones that they do take, those few hours, are actually taught the wrong information. And so it's interesting, you have everyone, like my parents, they trust their doctor to give their nutritional advice from their doctor when they have no idea essentially what they're talking about. So that's why in the film, yeah, these very progressive doctors that they essentially had to do all this research on their own and pick and dig really deep and really dive in. Like you said, talked about the China study and Colin Campbell and Esselstyn. You know, they were the pioneers of this whole new movement to really see the truth of where these diseases come from. They don't just come from the air. They don't necessarily even come from genetics. They come from, for most part, they come from what you put in your body.
So as you got into this film, one of the first things that you start at the beginning of the film, and most of our listeners will find this if they ever look at a package, and that is the cancer and heart problems with processed meats. I mean, certainly when you go to the deli, you see it. You see it in the grocery store, on the food shelf, everything from bacon to lunch meat to bologna to hot dogs and sausages. I mean, let's talk about processed meat and what people don't don't realize is the amount of chemicals that go into the foods that we eat.
Yeah, and they say, you know, in the film, you say we talked to this incredible nonprofit out of D.C. What are they called? I think the Food Health and Safety Organization. And they say there's somewhere between up to 400 drugs that are fed to animals. And, you know, where does this end up? You know, it ends up in essentially into the meat. And it's not only that, it's bioaccumulated with on and on, eating these over and over and over on a daily basis. And a lot of it, or some of it, we just don't know exactly the amount, can go into the meat that you ingest. And it's up to debate for how much, if anything, you ingest. So it's a risky proposition of actually eating any animal products. And whether it's organic or not, it's still it's a risky business.
So when you began this process, you began to look, and and earlier in the film, at the opening, you begin with American Diabetes Association. So if you take a look at the big killers of most Americans, at the top of the list is heart disease. More Americans die of heart disease each year than any other disease. Behind that is cancer and then diabetes. You began with the diabetes, and you interviewed the head there, and on their website, they actually had menus and recipes for food that would actually make you prone to being a diabetic.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And the thing with the diabetes too, now we're not talking about diabetes 1, diabetes is actually diabetes 2 in particular. It's something that absolutely can be prevented, and it's something that can be reversed. And there's actually a few documentaries beyond ours that talk about, there's one, I think it's called something like Raw for 30 Days, and they take, I think, around 10 to 20 people who have diabetes, and within 30 days of just going raw vegan, every single one of them essentially get off their medications and are not considered diabetic anymore. And that's something that's completely reversible, and it's just not something that the American Diabetes Association talks about at all, essentially, on their website.
It was interesting, too, because in the film, he got rather upset when you brought up some of these studies that talk about the implications of food in terms of leading to the disease. It's almost like they didn't want to recognize that there was a connection. They focus more on symptoms.
Yeah, they focus on symptoms. They focus on, unnecessarily, you know, they talk about they want to solve the cure and how to you know, prevent it. But in reality, when you go on to their website, you know, they do good things. All these organizations, they do good things. Whether they have good, you know, they're doing this on purpose or not, that's up for debate. We don't really would necessarily make a conclusion on that. But when you watch the interview that we have with the American Diabetes Association, it leaves you to wonder, what really is their goal? What really is their motives of what they're doing? You know, we see what their funding is tied to with the pharmaceutical industry and the meat and dairy industry, but what really is their goal and what are they doing? It's a huge industry, like it's, you know, essentially like the cancer industry. It's a huge industry. It's a, you know, millions, millions, millions of dollars industry, along with the Diabetes Association. And if it was cured, where would these organizations be? They would not be around anymore. So it's just an interesting thing.
You know what was interesting that came out of your film that at least I learned? You think of things like beef, you think of chicken, or you think of pork. They eat, those animals eat plants. And so if you think about our animal or based diets that we have here in the U.S. and elsewhere, the very animals that we eat, whether it's chicken or it's beef, are eating plant. I mean, they feed them grains, they feed them grass, so they're eating plants as their source of protein. And so I never really made that connection between plant protein and the animals we actually eat.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, that's one of those interesting things that, you know, we knew a lot of the things going into the film, of course. You know, like most documentaries, you definitely, you know, you've done your research before you start making a documentary, but there's a few, you know, really surprises that we found out while making. You know, one of them is about how sugar doesn't necessarily, it doesn't cause diabetes. Another one is about the protein, where essentially all protein initially comes from plants. Where does the strong cow and the strong bull, even the strongest animal on the entire planet, pound for pound, is a gorilla. Where do they get their protein? They get it from plants. And then what happens is it's recycled protein when we eat the meat. It's essentially a recycled protein. But once we eat the meat, then you add on, you know, whatever the animal has eaten along with its pesticides and growth hormones or whatever it has. But the bottom line is the initial source of protein is from plants. So what you want to do is you just want to quit the middleman and go directly to the source. And the same thing this goes with fish. People eat fish for the omegas, for the the DHA, the omegas, essentially the fish oil. Where do they get that? They get it from algae. So rather than, risk eating fish and, maybe getting mercury and all these other dioxins and all these other toxins that fish are polluted with, go straight to the source, a middleman of animals and going directly to the source.
I want to talk about how American food production is made, because in one part, I think you went to a pig farm in North Carolina or someplace. Most people don't realize the way that animal products are raised, or the way we raise animals for slaughter. In pens, they have to feed them. There's diseases that they're subject to. They feed them antibiotics, inject them with hormones and a lot of other things and artificial chemicals. I think at one point in your film, there was a mention that almost 80% of the antibiotics sold in this country actually go to farmers who are raising animals.
Yeah, sure. And a lot of people don't realize that, and it's probably one of the biggest scares that the entire planet has, probably more than anything for earthquakes or even climate change, maybe, is a pandemic of when the animals finally, the antibiotics simply just do not work. And every huge pandemic we had was with the bird flu virus, and you have the mad cow disease, on and on and on. These always stem from animals. They stem from the antibiotics that we've been using for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. They simply are kind of come to a point where they don't work. And that is very, very scary, because that's when we'll see a huge pandemic. That's just a whole other reason of why this animal agriculture industry is very, very scary, and why we just want to stay with it.
The other amazing thing that I found in the movie is, as you talk about these various diseases, in fact, you had two or three individuals who were suffering from either diabetes or some form of, I think one woman had severe case of arthritis, asthma. And within 2 weeks, I can't think of the gal's name in the movie, within 2 weeks, she was cleared up. In fact, towards the end of the movie, she had, 19 pills that she was taking, and she was putting them all in a plastic bag. She was off them, and it was all done within a couple of weeks. Let's talk about that, because several of your doctors, and I've interviewed some authors of medical doctors of books, that heart disease can be reversed with these kind of diets. And the best example I would probably give is former President Bill Clinton, who had bypass surgery and a stent, and under a doctor's care, reversed to a plant-based diet, and is now in the process of reversing that heart disease and looking healthier than he's ever been in his life.
Yeah, and a lot of people, watch the movie, it's so unbelievable. We were shocked. Like, when we went, it's an incredible health center called True North, and all they do, essentially get people, the first thing you walk through the door, the first thing you do, you get off animal products. And then, depending on severity of what you have, you either do a water fast, or you just go strictly just no salt, no oil, no sugar, completely plant-based vegan. And within weeks, 2 weeks, both of those that we featured in the film got off all their medications. And these are two people that over 10 years were just riddled with disease and taking all this medication, and all their doctors said, you're going to be taking these medications for the rest of your life and you're never going to get well. You're always going to be sick. You're always going to take these medications. And with 2 weeks of getting all these toxins out of them, they were cleared of all their medications. They could walk. One of them was on a walker. They could walk. The other one, was supposedly within 30 days of having a heart attack, among other things, having asthma every day, and she was taken off of all of them. And actually, just yesterday, I went back to that same health center, True North, and I was interviewing a lady who was actually blind, literally blind, with only four weeks of going completely plant-based, completely vegan, no salt, oil, sugar, her eyesight came back. So these miracles are happening nonstop, and it's just a daily thing, and people really think when you watch the film that it's fake, but it's, you can go to the True North Health Center and you'll see these stories happen every single day, and it's just incredible.
Kip, why do you think with all this evidence, and you're starting to see it more and more now from the Cleveland Heart Clinic, Dr. Dean Ornish, Joel Furman, Dr. Gundry. There are a number of doctors now who are writing books and documenting the studies, as you show in your film. But yet when these studies come out that document the health benefits of reversing these diseases through diet, what is it, Hippocrates that said, let medicine be your food and food be your medicine. Why has it been so slow? Is it the entrenchment in our society between, let's say, the food industry, the drug industry, in government that keeps such a hold on it? Because certainly you're seeing it come out today. You're seeing the success of Whole Foods, which just got bought out by Amazon. The Wall Street Journal just did an article that says the millennials are choosing to eat more fresh produce and fruits rather than processed and canned foods. So you're seeing evidence, and even here locally in San Diego, some of the restaurants are now offering a vegan section on their menus. So it seems like little by little, there are inroads that are forcing the industry, if not government, to move in that direction. But there is a very powerful lobby against it.
Yeah, and what's great is you finally do see it all like falling apart in a good way. And, you know, obviously in the film, we really address that. We address how we were led to think that we were supposed to drink milk. You know, milk is good for our bones, when in reality, it's actually not good for our bones. And the meat and dairy industry have such a powerful lobby group. And their whole goal, you know, is to sell their product. I mean, so you can't blame them, but they've done an incredible job. Everything from pork is new white meat and steak is what's for dinner and all these things, you know, and essentially they're tied into government programs. And so when you have this collusion between with government and this big industry and, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars selling you something, not only for a couple of years, but for several generations, where we are entrenched to think that we need this. So you believe, like, oh, the protein myth, you know, like, where do I get my protein? Where do I get my protein is one of the best marketing campaigns in the history of mankind. The where do I get my protein is a complete marketing, essentially, gimmick. We get our protein from anything. You get your protein from plants no matter what you do. If anything, you want to lower your protein to increase longevity, that studies show. So essentially, all these things, you know, the industry is just so powerful, and they work, especially when you work with the government and incredible marketing campaigns, you just believe these things that not only it's one generation, but two or three generations that is passed down. So not only do we hear it from the government, but you hear it from your parents. And so, you know, it's many levels deep, but finally it's all crumbling down. It's happening. It's happening really fast, thank goodness. So with movies like this and studies that come out, like you said, with Esselstein and Colin Campbell with the China study, the truth is coming out. So thank goodness.
Do you think it's going to actually come about as a result of the private sector? Because, I mean, if you take a look at, for example, a lot of these doctors are coming out. There's films like yours. There's books that are coming out. You have the success of Whole Foods here, Sprouts. And we're even seeing it in the major grocery store chains and even in Costco now, where they have larger and larger sections of organic food. So it seems like the retailing of food and the delivery of food is changing in the process as more people find out about it and demand it. In fact, the journal did a study that a lot of grocery stores now are shrinking the aisles with processed foods or frozen foods and expanding the fresh food section. There's a new grocery store here where I live, and it's probably one of the largest produce sections of the whole store is fresh food.
Yeah, again, you know, that's what's such a great, we live such an incredible time with information being passed around so freely with the internet. You know, all these secrets that have been covered up for decades and decades and decades, it's all coming to light. And so the bottom line is the truth is coming out, and it's Whole Foods, fresh foods that we've always been meant to eat, and people are starting to know it. And so it's all about supply and demand. So now that the demand is there, they just follow suit. So people ask me a lot of times, like, what can I do? What can I do? It's do the right thing, and they will follow suit. It's not even necessarily that we have to do something always from the top level up, say, you know, influence the government or do this. Once our demands are set out into the, you know, ethers in the world, they will follow us. So that's what you're seeing right now. And so it's just a really special time that we live in, this whole transformation that we're going through. So this whole transformation from what we're meant to be, who we are as human beings, which is actually a frugivore, not an omnivore, is coming to light, and it's happening really fast. So finally.
So when you were making this film, did you get any blowback from, let's say, the food industry, from the pharmaceutical industry? You mentioned, I can't think of the gentleman's name in the film that began to expose this and actually almost had death threats.
Yeah, you know, when we were making the film, because we, you know, the film before this was Cowspiracy, so we already had our share of, you know, essentially being, it was a scary thing, you know, when you're telling the truth about, you know, these industries. The animal agriculture industry is probably the scariest industry in the entire world. People talk about the oil industry, but, you know, the animal agriculture industry is killing 70 billion living beings a year. So it's a scary, scary industry, especially how much money they make. But, you know, you just have to do what you have to do. We live in a time where we, with 7 to raising up to 8 billion people, again, you know, this, the film, this is What the Health, but, you know, I highly recommend watching the film Cowspiracy, because it's not only about your health, it's about the health of our planet as well, and our spiritual health. It's everything. And when you remove animal products from your entirety, it's not only affects you on a physical level, but it's also a mental and spiritual level and an environmental level and a holistic level where it's true health. And that was a big part that we wanted to get in this film. True health is not just about your personal health. It's about your community's health, about your planet's health. It's about your totality of health. And that's the world that we live in.
So when you take the successes that we're starting to see, and in your film, you had three individuals that within several weeks started to reverse their diabetes, their arthritis, and some of their other ailments that they were suffering from. And certainly I've interviewed and talked to a number of doctors out there that have written books and document the very same thing. And in addition to that, Kip, you cite all of these studies out there that you tried to bring up to some of these organizations that you visited, that there are studies out there that document, improve, and back up these assertions that if you completely go on these plant-based diets, you can start getting rid of your medications, contrary to what your doctor has told you have to take these the rest of your life. Just in your film, though, the people that I saw, and I've talked to others as well, have reversed their diseases or their medication or stopped and reduced them in a matter of weeks. It's something remarkable when you think food can be that effective compared to the drugs that people take.
Food is, you know, the more, as you said, you know, you mentioned the quote before that we start the film with, you know, food is the most powerful medicine. It's what you put in your body. These diseases just don't come from thin air. And, you know, one of the biggest surprises that I had when making the film is to learn that genetics only plays a part, and they say somewhere around the realm of 10%. And, you know, when I was a hypochondriac and I had, you know, my family history, I thought it was somewhere, if you would have asked me, I thought it was somewhere around 50 to 70%. I really did. And to realize that it's only 10%, well, then it comes from something. And it comes from something. So when you're putting something in your body three times a day, that's the part where, not always, but for huge majority, this is where the diseases come from. So if you put the right things in your body, then all of a sudden you're equalizing, you're balancing your system, and you're clearing up whatever you have in an incredibly rapid rate. And of course, there's a bunch of naysayers of the film that try to debate the facts, this and that. You know, a lot of them are tied to the meat and dairy industry, or they just have a passionate, for some reason, who knows, just a passionate thing for eating meat or whatever. But the bottom line is, we always recommend, A, do your own studies. B, more importantly than anything, try it for yourself. You try it. Go on our website. We have the 30-day vegan challenge. We also have the What the Health meal planner. And within 30 to 40 days, whatever you have, even if it's just like you're not feeling the top of the notch, you know, if you're not feeling the best that you can be, you will be blown away by how good you feel within only 2 to 3 weeks. So just learn for yourself by experience. And it's unbelievable. And I speak from experience. I went through the transformation myself. I was a hardcore cheeseaholic. And within about 2 to 3 weeks, I could not believe how good I felt.
Kip, you know, when you take the standard American diet on holidays, we barbecue meat, chicken, maybe throwing a vegetable and a salad in there with lots of carbohydrates. That's the typical diet. When you talk about a vegan type diet or a vegetarian type diet, it's a different way of cooking. It's more fresh foods. So how do you get into that? I mean, do you have to start getting into recipes? Is it more difficult to make a vegan diet? I mean, I chose for myself to go with Green Chef, where it's kind of like cooked by numbers, but it was fresh foods. It was all organic. It was one of the most tasting meals I've ever had.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's all different. It's kind of like, it depends on where you are in your life. If you're looking to rid one of these diseases, like in the film, like whether it's diabetes or heart disease or cancer, then you're looking at something where, you know, you want no salt, no oil, no sugar, or very limited whole foods, maybe, you know, ideally mostly raw. For me, you know, again, you know, I've made another film called Cowspiracy. For me, it's more about an ethical and health thing where I just want to be vegan, period. When I went vegan, this was 10 years ago, I really missed cheese, and I missed, you know, sometimes to have meat. So what I did is, whenever I miss these things, even to this day, I'll have vegan chicken nuggets. I'll have vegan, you know, cheese. There's incredible vegan nut cheeses out. Follow Your Heart, Miyoko's, all these incredible cheeses. And so when people say, what do you eat? I say, tell me what you eat, you know, and if they say pizza or nachos or tacos or even, you know, a steak burrito, any single thing that a meat eater eats, you can literally have as a vegan. You go to the vegan section in Whole Foods, anything from ground beef to chicken to anything you can have. And it's not saying that's the healthiest thing, but if you crave that, it's a great way to transition yourself out of the addiction of eating animal flesh. And you can do the same thing with cheese as well. And that's what I did, you know, and sounds like, you know, you do it the really healthy way, but there's so many different ways to do it. And if you just want an easy transition, you know, go the easy transition where you just substitute meats for plant meats, substitute cow cheese for nut cheese, plant cheese, or just, you know, rid it all together and just go, just, it sounds like what you're doing is just completely healthy, where you just don't have any of these things. You just go completely vegetables and very whole foods, and that's the healthiest way to live that our body's intended to.
Kip, as we close, give out your website where they can get access not only on the menu, the film itself, but you also have their sources of some of the studies that you bring up in the documentary that validate a lot of the assertions made about this healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, so you go to whatthehealthfilm.com, whatthehealthfilm.com, and then to the facts page is whatthehealthfilm.com/facts page. And again, just this week we launched the What the Health meal plan, which is incredible. And again, you know, when you go to that facts page, you can see where all the sources come from. Some people say we cherry pick this and that. The bottom line is the truth. What I highly recommend, it's such an incredible resource, is called nutritionfacts.org. Dr. Michael Greger is the most progressive researcher doctor. He's the doctor's doctor. All the doctors go to him as a resource. And you go to nutritionfacts.org, you can type into the search engine anything you could possibly dream of, and he has a video on it. And it's true, true facts, where it's not bought off by the dairy industry or the meat industry. There's no collusion with these industries because there's so many ways to manipulate studies. And this is the real deal of the actual studies. So go to the facts page of our website, go to nutritionfacts.org, sign up for a meal plan, or just sign up for our 30-day vegan challenge. It's a great support system. And do it for yourself to see how incredible it feels.
All right. The website, one more time as we close, Kip.
It's whatthehealthfilm.com, and fortunately, What the Health is actually on Netflix right now, so it's very easy to watch. And if you don't have that, you can go on our website, whatthehealthfilm.com, and download it from our website or buy the DVD.
Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Kip Anderson, the producer of What the Health. Kip, thanks for joining us on the program.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I hope you have a chance to watch this documentary, whether you go to Chip's site, whatthehealthfilm.com. You can watch it there free, or if you have Netflix, it's on Netflix currently. That's where I saw it for the first time. It was in one of the current categories of trending now. But you're going to find it rather interesting because there are a number of doctors out there, from Joel Fuhrman to Dr. Gundry to Caldwell Esselstyn from the Cleveland Heart Clinic to Dr. Caldwell on the China study. More and more information is coming out. about why do we in Western society suffer from these three major killers, from heart disease, cancer, to diabetes, and you don't see them in societies, usually societies that aren't as well off economically, where they can't afford animal protein diets. They subsist on more plant-based food, but they don't have the incidences of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. And what was interesting, originally they thought it was genetic. As Kip Anderson, he began his movie talking about his parents and relatives dying at an early age, he was told it was genetic. It's funny because you'll take somebody from these societies that live long and don't have these diseases, transport them to a place like America, they get on the Western diet, and they start suffering the same diseases. It was interesting, when I interviewed the author of The Blue Zones, he was talking about one of the blue zones was Okinawa. And out in the country where they still lived on this plant-based diet, you were seeing individuals that live well over 100, were very healthy, disease-free. In the major cities where you see all the Western-type restaurants, the McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and all the kind of things that we eat in Western society, in the city, it was an entirely different health situation versus the countryside. So do yourself a favor, check it out yourself, and especially if you're in a situation where you do have heart disease, you have diabetes, or you've had cancer, check it out. It may be worth your while, and more importantly, it may save your life. I'm Jim Poplava. Thanks for listening.
You can subscribe to Financial Sense NewsHour in the iTunes and BlackBerry podcast libraries or at feeds.feedburner.com/FSM. Find more information about our guests at www.financialsense.com/newshour. Friend us at www.facebook.com/financialsenseonline. For our on-the-go listeners, you can access Financial Sense on your mobile device at m.financialsense.com. The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of James Poplava and do not take into account listeners' suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertising with Financial Sense, or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.